Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And we held Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, over, because I had two questions. One was, what happens if you do have this in your water supply? What do you do about it? Is there anything you can do? Can you put your water supply through activated charcoal? What can you do, Gary?
And yes, that's exactly right, Mike. Activated carbon, activated charcoal will filter out PFAS and PFOA. So that's a fairly simple solution if your levels are elevated. But the first thing is getting your water tested. If you're in one of these risky zones near a military base or near a firefighting training school, so you got to get your water tested.
And the second thing that is an important issue is, you said that environmental damage is partially to blame for the recent spread of Ebola. Explain yourself, and what does that mean for us?
Yeah, that's actually, the implications of that are fascinating. You know, when you have an infectious agent out there in something like the bat population of Africa that was originally limited to the Congo, and that's where it started from, and then with between deforestation, drought, wars in the area that has disrupted habitats, these bats have been forced, the population that's been infected has been forced to leave the areas where they were happy, and they've spread to other countries in Western Africa like Sierra Leone and Liberia, and so now that population is further afield. And so I think the first thing that, you know, from a public health perspective, is that we want to find out which of the bats that are infected with Ebola that could be carriers of it and try to limit their habitat to a relatively small area so that, you know, that's one way to keep a lid on an epidemic like this, is to understand the source and limit the source. But right now that source is spreading, and so it's infecting more people.
So when this, how mobile are these bats? In other words, do bats like this, or do birds travel across continents, or is it likely that this is a one-off issue and just pertains to the continent of Africa?
Well, Mike, you are asking me, I'm a toxicologist, not an avian expert, but what I do know about bats is that they like mosquitoes, they like to eat the local bug population, and they will migrate till they find satisfactory habitat. So they're not likely to, for example, cross the Atlantic on some kind of a spawning mission or a seasonal mission to go great distances. They would generally be happy with their habitat unless that habitat gets disrupted. They've talked about, by the way, getting rid of, they're called fruit bats, getting rid of the fruit bat population because they do carry Ebola. But the bats are really important in Africa to hold down the mosquito population. So, they haven't gone to that degree. But no, I don't think that they're going to migrate, say, as far as the Middle East. But with climate change and with disruptions, it's hard to say exactly where they'll go. And it's interesting, these bats not only can infect people with Ebola by biting people, but also some of the native peoples there, they will eat the bats and get Ebola that way.
How do you must eat it raw then, right? You couldn't cook it?
I don't think their cooking practices are that reliable, Mike.
Now, the other thing that I saw that they, and that a lot of the dead are just dumped in the rivers, especially early, does the virus live in fish? Is the fish a natural habitat or something in the ocean?
I haven't seen anything to suggest that. you know, when we talked about fish and the blue-green algae and the microcystin toxin that can build up in fish, that is very stable and can actually go up into the fish. But the virus, I don't think, is a risk in the local fish populations from what I've seen. But what is interesting is that people who are infected with Ebola can give each other the infection by sharing needles, and that is a problem in Africa. There's a lot of these local little tribal villages where there's a lay doctor, and he may use the same needle and syringe from one patient to the next and spread Ebola that way. So, you know, the big part of public health on this is getting to these villages that are at high risk and making sure that the preventive practices like shared needles is you really have to stop that stuff.
So, Gary, I want to thank you very much. I should say that you're going to be joining us in Las Vegas. So for those of you who want to go to a conference, a great conference in Las Vegas, go to Cleveland Clinic, CME, Cleveland, that's CCFCME.org/wellness, and you can learn about the Cleveland Clinic's Preventive Medicine Integrative Medicine Conference. It's our 14th annual or 13th annual. You're welcome to come and attend it. There is a charge, obviously, and Gary will be there along with a number of experts on women's health. We'll be, let's go, and Gary, thank you.
And Mike, I just want to say thank you for the invite, and I'm really looking forward to being able to learn from all the other experts there as well, because it is a really great lineup. Congratulations.
It is a great lineup. One of the interesting things, and Gary, thank you very much, I'm going to go into one of the medical stories of the week, is something that's been puzzling us for a long time. Why, if you increase telomerase, you don't necessarily increase the telomeres or number of stem cells you have? That is, at the end of your chromosomes, you have these telomeres. They're like the aglets or the plastic part on the end of a chromosome, and they're in the end of a shoelace. They're needed for your chromosome to be able to duplicate. And the longer your telomeres, the longer your life, because you lose a little bit of the telomere every time you duplicate it. So you want to replenish it, especially in your stem cells. So people have been saying, well, we can get telomerase, we can increase telomerase, we can give telomerase. There's even a supplement that increases your telomerase. But now data from the Salk Institute in San Diego said, well, there's something very interesting. The telomerase has a way of inactivating or activating itself. And one of the keys is not to have just the telomerase level in your system, but is to have active telomerase going around. So one of the areas that will be researched is this active telomerase. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about another key finding in health, a key change in the way things are done, and that is to talk about the focus to turning on your immune system to fighting cancer. That is, the beginning of the end of cancer is a new set of new drugs that harness your own immune system to destroy tumors. And these new drugs are now fueling tremendous optimism because there appears to be a bunch of them that seem to work. And this is opening up a whole new avenue of treatment. The problem, will they be affordable for us? But these, they include the checkpoint inhibitors, the monoclonal antibody destroyers. When we come back, I'll tell you all about it, because this is really groundbreaking and very important for all of us. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show, and I'm just tickled pink to be here to be able to tell you the latest medical news and what it means for you. And that's what You, the Owner's Manual radio show is all about, giving you the information to take control of your health. We'll be right back after these important messages. Remember, stay tuned to Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news! Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.